Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about what do we want to really get out of life? What do we dream about achieving? And what prevents us from reaching our goals? My guest tonight is Dr. Carol Ann Minsky. She is a leadership consultant, a coach, and much sought-after motivational speaker who inspires people to achieve transformation in their lives. She is known as Dr. C, the success coach, who has helped organizations and individuals learn how to focus to achieve results. She's the author of a brand new book called Focus, How to Get What You Want Out of Life. And it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Carol Ann Minsky to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Dr. C.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me tonight.
Well, this is an extraordinary book.
Thank you.
There are so many self-help books out, and I took a look at this and I said, oh, another self-help book. But this is absolutely outstanding and inspiring. How did you come to get the idea of writing this book called Focus?
Ellie, it was obviously a goal of mine to write the book, and I had this desire to share my knowledge and what I know about goal setting with others. It's kind of a combination of my past and of my current work. I learned at a very early age the power of goal setting.
How old were you when you learned those goals?
I'm going to say between 15 and 16.
And what motivated you at that time?
I had a wonderful teacher. And I lived in a very poor neighborhood, and I didn't have
What community?
North Philly.
North Philly, okay.
Came from North Philly. Uh-huh. And we didn't talk a lot about going to college. We didn't, have a lot of goals. We just wanted to make it through the situations there. And this teacher inspired me. She asked me, are you going to college? And I said, no, I don't think I have the money. And she said, well, why don't you apply for a scholarship? And I said, well, I don't know how to do that. So she encouraged me how to do the scholarship application. And I learned very early that, I could do a little bit more by just asking for help and trying to do things. So
how did you achieve the scholarship?
I did. And I got into the college that I wanted. And I just think what helped me so much is she made me feel valued and encouraged. And when I got to that goal, I set other goals. And that gave me more confidence and the ability to believe in myself.
I think that's a big thing that many of us, particularly women, lack, and that's the ability to believe in ourselves and to forgive the mistakes that happen. We attribute mistakes or things that don't go right, and we cast ourselves down.
The only limits we really have are those that we put on ourselves. We look inside and we say, I can't do it, and then we don't try. I was just very, very fortunate at a young age to be able to focus on a goal because it was like magic. Mm. And once I did, things started to happen for me.
Can you give us an example of the things that began to happen for you?
Well, definitely the first, getting into college experience. Not everything happens with the goals at first because I had put, some on the back burner. I wanted to be a chemist. And I studied chemistry, and my first major was chemistry. And when I started working in a lab, I realized that that wasn't going to be the right thing for me to do. So I changed my goal to business, and then things started to happen because I was on the right track. It was like I was attracting the next thing that I needed to do in life, the next thing.
How did you move from business into where you are now as Dr. C, the famous success coach.
Oh my gosh, it's been a long journey. It has. It's been from working within organizations, working up the career ladder, hitting the glass ceiling. I got to a point where I was traveling so much, and I was reading stories to my children over the phone.
Oh.
I was, far away from home. And
so you were trying to make that connection of career and family and maintaining that connection
always.
That we all as women struggle with.
I was really trying to balance life and work.
And you were a pharmaceutical representative at that time, is that right?
I was in marketing research. I worked for the pharmaceutical industry, but it was in marketing research.
I see.
So I had a department back at home while I was traveling to maintain and make sure everything was okay. And then I had my children and my husband and, my family. One time I was gone for 10 days. And I remember he went out, this was when there were VCRs were just coming out, and he went out and bought a VCR, and, he was entertaining the children. When I came home and I walked in the door, he had candles lit, and he was just waiting for me to get home.
That's very beautiful.
It was beautiful.
That is very beautiful. You're very blessed to have such a thoughtful and considerate husband.
I am very lucky.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So the other thing is that, in sharing a goal, in asking for help, it is like a magnet, and it pulls you forward. I'm getting emotional now. But, of course, you have to be willing to follow directions. Once you start figuring out the direction that you want to go, you start getting help. And you have to do what you're told to do or the advice that you get from your network.
Well, in your book, Focus, you talk about really setting out a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, before we go that,
mm-hmm.
Dr. C, how did you come to title the book Focus?
The power of focus. What you focus on expands. You move forward when you're focused. And mainly lack of clarity. What keeps people from gaining their goals and achieving their goals is really a lack of clarity.
A lack of vision.
And vision, yes.
Vision. The inability to see that I can do this. It might be something like being on stage. Maybe very far-fetched, but if you have to have goals in order to put yourself in that position. Or it might be I remember going to my son's graduation at Temple University, and suddenly the entire audience stood up and was clapping. And why were they clapping? Because here was this woman, she was 65, Dr. C, and she stepped forward and said, "Thank you, I've achieved my goal. My goal was to be the first person in my family to get a bachelor's, and I've done it."
Isn't that a wonder? That is so wonderful.
Yes.
We can do it. It's really inside of us, and as women, sometimes we don't believe. We forget that we can do it. We just lose confidence.
And one of the things in your book, it's really like reading a recipe book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a recipe book for success. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Eleanor Barbro. And this evening, I'm talking with Dr. Carol Ann Minsky, a leadership consultant, a coach, a much sought-after motivational speaker, and the author of a very inspiring book that you will want to read, definitely, called Focus, Getting What You Want Out of Life. And what I find, Dr. C, about this book, it is that it's inspirational because it has stories about other people, other women, struggling with ideas in their head, thoughts in their mind, and struggling to get them out into a concrete way so they can follow their dreams and make them come true. And how did you come to name the book Focus?
The clarity. Focus means clarity, and that is what holds people back. If they don't have clarity, if they don't have the vision that they want. The other thing is, if you look at the word focus and follow it, it's a model, and it's a step-by-step process. Finding your direction is the F, overcoming obstacles, clarifying goals, using your resources, and then strategies for success. So it is like a recipe. You follow the steps, and anyone can do it.
You know, that is true. We can do it, but we don't realize that we can. And sometimes we have things that stand in our way, and you point that out so well in your book as well. And one of the things you point out is the big capital P word, procrastination.
Ah, yes, the P word. I had a couple of women who realized that it was really their own thoughts that were holding them back. Jane, she was just having such a hard time with working on her master's degree. And when she looked inside, she said, it's just me. I'm holding myself back. I'm the one that's procrastinating doing the writing. And there was an analysis that she went through in order to figure out that that was her problem. And once she figured out the why, it was wonderful. It just makes you so good to overcome that procrastination.
Is there anything else we can do to overcome procrastination? Because I know I'm sure many of us have dreams and say, oh, yes, someday I will, or someday I want to. But we put it off. I have so much to do today. I've got to take care of my kids. I've got to get my son to practice. How do we get from the idea to the vision or to really keep ourselves from procrastinating and get the goal going?
Well, once you're clear, you really need to know what the goal is, where you're going with it. The next step is to really put it down on paper and get an action plan.
Ah.
You need the plan of action in order to move forward.
And it has to be written.
It definitely has to be written.
It can, on the computer. You can put it on the computer.
You can write it. Yeah, you can put it on the computer. There's a form in the book that you can fill out that helps you fill out, you know, how to do an action plan, obviously. But more important than the, you know, how you do it. It can be written on a piece of paper. It can be written on this form. It could be a vision board where you have pictures in front of you and you see what you want.
By pictures, are you talking about pictures in our imagination or pictures from journals or magazines?
There are two ways to go about it. You can do a meditation exercise and have the vision in your head, or you can do an actual vision board where you sit down and you cut out pictures of things that you hope to achieve, and then you put them on, with glue on a board. You have that in front of you all the time. What I personally do is I do both. Now, I have the vision board. I use the right brain and the left brain. I have the vision board in front of me over my computer where I see my pictures all the time. And then I have my written goals. So that's what I call my action state, my action plan.
So every vision, every dream has to have both, something for the right brain and something for the left brain. Would you say that's accurate?
I think a lot of people need both. Some people prefer, I mean, one of the women that I worked with prefers the vision. Others that I work with like the writing and the left, more of a left brain approach.
And we're going to talk more about getting what you want out of life when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have vinyl albums or 45s on your shelves that are taking up space and gathering dust? Why not donate them for a good cause? WDIY will receive profits from the records, and you will receive a tax deduction. For more information or to arrange for drop-off or pickup, call 610-694-8100 extension 3 or visit WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And tonight we're talking with Dr. Carol Ann Minsky, a leadership consultant, a coach, and much sought-after motivational speaker who inspires people to achieve transformational change in their lives. She is known as Dr. C, the Success Coach, and she's the author of a very special book called Focus, Getting What You Want Out of Life. And this really is a treasure because it's not only well written, but it is a recipe. Women who like to cook like recipes. And this is a recipe that we can each follow for successful conclusion. And the successful conclusion we're looking for is getting our dreams fulfilled. And you really supply a roadmap, like a directional way to get what we want.
And, you know, that's what I call the focus model. Exactly. You got it, Ellie. It is how to find your direction, how to overcome obstacles, how to clarify your goals, how to use your resources, and then use what you've got for strategies for success.
Well, let's go over them one at a time. Let's go. How do we find our goals? How do we find and get our dreams in focus? Because so many of us as women, we might be saying, oh, yes, dreams, of course. Yes, I want to have my own business, or I want to go back to school. But look, I have 4 children, and I'm also got a part-time job.
Oh, my gosh. Women talk to me about that all the time. Multiple priorities, multiple roles, the mother, the sister, the worker, the business owner. And finding your direction has a lot to do with stop multitasking and start paying attention, present moment awareness, and being in touch with yourself in the present moment.
That sounds very interesting to me. How do we do that?
Well, there are a couple of points in the book that you can follow. One is to learn meditation, okay? Mm-hmm. So you learn present moment awareness through meditation. Another is to ask the question whenever you're confused, is this the best use of my time and attention in this moment? Brings you back to your awareness.
So you're saying we really have to become more present with ourselves and not just go through the ordinary routine. I have to get this on time. I have to get the dinner. I've got this with the boss.
First things first is being present with yourself. And then you can start to find what your vision is. You need to take some time aside, out of that busyness in order to really focus, sit down, look at what are the possibilities. You might have to take a vacation from work. You might have to take a few hours. You can then start to imagine in your head, what would be my perfect thing? What would be my perfect environment?
Could you give us an example of some people that you've worked with that have used this technique and have come up with some goals that they might have been putting aside?
I've worked with a lot of people in this exercise, and one of the things she was working at a dead-end job, and she had a lot of wonderful skills in business, in helping people, in coaching, and what she did was she said, you know what? I would really just prefer to be a consultant. I really want to go out on my own. And she's in the book. It's Jane. And, of course, that's a fictitious name. Uh-huh. But she saw herself getting up in the morning in her own office, going to work, doing her computer work, and then going out in the afternoon, meeting with clients. And she just envisioned the day and what would happen next.
So she began to have a complete vision of herself doing what she wanted to do.
In her mind.
In her mind. So it was not just saying, oh, I want to do this. It was seeing a complete picture.
She saw it very clearly.
She saw the whole day. She saw the success, and she felt all the feelings of goodness and
she was connected with her passion. She connected, and she could feel it just energy just coming out of her heart. That was one side. Now, what she had to do to make it a reality was the next step. She actually had to get it down on paper. Who do I need to talk to? She had to ask questions, and she had to find and get the advice and then be willing to follow that advice.
So she had to really seek out, first of all, recognize what her dream was, and then to put her goals down. And then to seek information and get advice.
Right. So you're getting clear on where you're going, but then you need to get it in writing. And then the action plan is what is so important. And if you need help, you need to ask for help. There's an old expression, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And it is very true.
And the other one is, if you will it, it is no dream,
mm-hmm.
and can become reality.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really suggesting here is that in order to get what we want out of life, we need to be able to recognize what our dreams are.
You do.
Not push them away. Recognize them. Put them on paper and see what we need to do in order to accomplish that dream to make it come true. And follow and get some advice or professional input. And are we willing to go that road to make it happen? And the only thing we have to really confront is our willingness. And what prevents our willingness? What prevents us from overcoming that willingness?
You know, in the book, I call it the confidence factor. And the confidence factor is our judgment of whether or not we can do something. So, and it is based on self-efficacy research of Bandura. But a person can be totally confident in her current situation, but when it comes to making a change, just not able to make that change. So, for example, the woman that's starting out early in her career and has gotten to maybe a dead-end job, and she wants to make that step on the career ladder and just doesn't have the confidence to do it. She's got to ask for help. She's got to find out the steps to do it so that she can make the goal and know what to do next. The woman that is extremely experienced and maybe wants to start her own business doesn't have the faith in herself that she can do it.
And how does she overcome that?
There are several ways to do that based on the research. The first one, and based on my research with the women that I interviewed, the first thing that you can do is you can write a success story. So our past, our successes in our past, build our confidence in the present so that we can move forward in the future.
Well, give us an example of a success story that you're thinking of, perhaps with one of the women that you've worked with or within the research. Give us an idea of a success vision.
Okay, so say I am going to look for a job that involves fundraising or raising money, but I've not been out in the workforce. Okay, I'm raising my children, I'm home. I worked with a woman, and she looked back over working with her church, and what she had done was she helped raise money for a fundraiser for a beef and beer night, but she made a lot of money. And so she used the actions that she had done, everything that she wrote down, everything she did to get more money, how she worked with people, the skills that she had, and she started to get pride in that accomplishment. She didn't think it was much at the time, but when she thought about it, she got a lot of compliments and a lot of praise. So she did a really good job, and she felt it. So that gave her confidence in the present to apply for the next job.
And end up for her? Did she get a good job?
She got the job.
Uh-huh.
She got the job, and she was fundraising for a nonprofit. I can't mention it on
right,
the
right. That's wonderful. So what you're saying is we really have to have a vision of what we would like to do and then take an inventory is what you're saying. And what we often do is discount it. Very often we discount it. Well, I did this, I did that, but that really doesn't apply.
When I work with people who have lost their jobs, they will say, I just did my job. And I will direct them to go find out what you did in that job. What were your skills? You know, how did you do it? And then that's where they gain the confidence. There is a totally different look on their face when they walk out of that workshop because they have what I call accomplishments that they can talk about. So past accomplishments do build confidence. The other thing is, like I mentioned earlier, having a role model. Like I was very lucky to have a teacher that believed in me, and she was a role model for me. So having a role model or a mentor is another way to build confidence.
And how do we get that role model or mentor? We might look to somebody, but they might not be, it may not be an equal feeling, reciprocal feeling.
This is a good point. Sometimes you're very lucky and you have someone in your family that helps out. But if you don't, and there's someone that you admire, the thing to do is ask them. Ask them. Tell them what you admire about them and ask them if they would help you out with a particular area.
So to really just to reach out and to look for people in your life that you admire and would like to have as a mentor and to not be afraid to risk and say, this, you know, I really would enjoy having you in my life as a mentor, and I've enjoyed what you do, and could you help me?
Absolutely. And you can find people, if you're networking at the professional organizations, you can just ask people that you're talking with there, you know, as you get to know them.
Well, you know, I really love this, this part in your book about the success secret. And this is a quote that you use from Edmund Hillary, who says, "It's not the mountain that we conquer, but ourselves." And I think that is absolutely beautiful. And the other one is by a man by the name of Mac Anderson. I don't know what field he's in. But he said, "People are like a stick of dynamite. The power is on the inside, but nothing happens until the fuse gets lit." I think that is remarkable. So what we all have is the power within us. And what you're helping people to do in this wonderful book called Focus, Getting What You Want Out of Life, you're helping us to not only find the fuse, but to get the initiative to get the stick of dynamite lit so that we can accomplish what our dreams are.
Get it lit. Yes, absolutely. When you look inside, it's like the Wizard of Oz when Dorothy looked inside. The power is really inside, not on the outside. You can ask for help to move forward, but once you find your direction, the power is on the inside, and you can find the confidence and believe in yourself. It's that expression, if you can dream it and you believe it, you can achieve it.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Dr. Minsky, for helping us to take charge of our lives by understanding that we first need to evaluate what we are in control of, and that when push comes to shove, you have helped us to understand we are in control of ourselves, our thoughts, our goals, our attitudes. Thank you for helping us to see that negative thinking leads to negative results. How do we get in contact with you, Dr. C?
You can look on my website, www.cmaleadershipconsultants.com, and my book is available on Amazon, or you can send me an email.
Well, thank you for helping us to see that positive thinking with awareness, that goals and strategies inspire us with the confidence to know that we can dream it, and then if we can dream it, we can make it come true. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.